Should get him out, so hopefully some. Yeah, well, Sham, that's good. We had a nice to speak to him in person, very nice, very helpful actually. And he said hopefully he's going to get back to us and tell us that we'd like the question. And hopefully we'll find out a bit more. So we're on the way, Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's just go over a bit what we did yesterday. We spoke about these pot noodles. Pot noodles. And we said that past just the pot noodles, I mean, as far as I can see, it looks like it's quite clear that, well, they're fully cooked. Yeah, and then they're dehydrated. And even the spices that are put on afterwards, that's also pasta that's been cooked. It has to be clarified. I mean, hopefully we get this, but the pasta, that's what it looks like. It's been done properly. It's dehydrated. And therefore, even though it's dehydrated, the bishl is still called a bishl. And therefore, really, strictly speaking, there should be no problem of doing really irikalirishn itself, even to put in the kalirishn, because once a dover of food has been cooked, a solid food has been cooked, and it's like a bishl. The only thing we said yesterday was that some people are worried that since it's going to become into a liquid, we said like this yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be a shayla in the Mishnah Berurah about a case of a person who's got sugar, sugar cube which was cooked, and he wants to put that into a kalirishn. What's more practical to us is salt, actually. Salt is probably more relevant in this question. Salt that has been cooked, most of our salt has been cooked, and you want to put that into a cholent, take the keli off the fire, on the fire is more problematic, you take it off the fire, it's a keli rishon. Can you put salt into cholent, or can you put sugar into chicken soup? Not a very good idea, doesn't sound very good. It's a new recipe, alright? Can you do that? So the mice, we said, strictly speaking, it's a dobi yovish, it should be okay. But the only question that people say is that since it's going to become a liquid, it's going to dissolve into a liquid, maybe you look at it as a dover lach. Maybe you look at it as a liquid. That's not clear, this bit. It's not mamish clear. Some say, there's a scene in Mishnah Berurah. One place Mishnah Berurah says it's no problem at all. And after someone gave a good answer, he said, come here, look at it. But the mice, some of the possible want to answer. It depends where the solid is going into. If it's going into a liquid, then we give it a din of a dover lach. If it's going onto a solid, we give it a din of a dover yovish. So again, if you want to put salt onto a hot piece of meat, that's a dover yovish, that would be allowed, according to this. If you want to put salt into chicken soup, that would be a problem. So here, this pot noodles, lamaisa is going to be liquid inside, it's going to get liquidy. So therefore, some say one should not do keli rishon or iri keli rishon. The best thing to do is to do keli sheni or iri keli sheni.
You put it onto just onto the noodles,
no, it's going to become liquid. Well, as the water gets in, the spice is going to dissolve. It's going to dissolve. No, but there's things in there which dissolve. It's not only. I don't know which one. If you add the spice now, okay, no, you're saying you add the spice, some of them got spice already in, I think. Some of them got spice already in, depending which packet you get. Some of them have got, you add the spices afterwards. And some, I think, are all naturally in there. I mean, I picked up one of them, I think it was a goyish one, I told you. Kind of someone wasn't here yesterday, by the way, I just want to tell you. Someone saw me in Asda looking at the goyish packet of noodles, I want to justify myself what I've done. It was just to find out a phone number. It's very important, actually. You know, people get the wrong end of the stick sometimes, and you know, you might get some funny comments. So I'm just telling you, you can pass it on, that there was a good reason why I did this. Okay, let's come up to the hot water system today. Hot water. Right, let me just show you something very simply. I don't they want their names mentioned, but the plumbers who helped me today, I do appreciate, actually. You know, some people are very helpful. So Modi Gazak a Yid, when you can speak to a Yid. Sometimes you speak to, be careful what I say on tape and everything, but sometimes you speak to other people, pass you from one end to the other, they're going to get back to you, they don't get back to you. Here, you speak to the plumber, use the plumber, tell you straight out what's going on. Well, it's a big brocha, it's very, very nice to deal with these people. I should really say their name, I'm just not sure they'll be so happy with me. It's not a very good imagination, I just pulled this out before I came here. A water tap, let's talk about not a copy system for the time being, yeah? An old fashioned, I won't call it old fashioned, sorry, wrong words. People have got a tank. The normal way the tank works is, let me just get this right, this is the tank. The cold water, this is the cold water pipe. Water comes from the mains, from the street, into... Water comes in from the street into your pipes, into your tank. That's the bottom of the tank. When you open your hot water tap, anywhere in the house, the hot water tap activates the pipe on top here. The water comes out from here and goes down into your pipes, to your kitchen sink, your bathroom, wherever you want in the house, that's how it goes. The reason why this is heat rises, so the hot part of the tank is the top part. Yeah? Very simple system, yeah? A normal tank system, the bottom part of the tank is where the cold water comes into, And the top part of the tank obviously is heated up, an element inside, there's a Kaliarishan. According to all data, as far as I know, it's a Kaliarishan. Pipes, pustules are also a Kaliarishan. There's a bit of a question, some people might say, no, it's irrigated Kaliarishan. Pustules all connected to the tank, and therefore pustules, the whole system is a Kaliarishan, till it comes out of your tap. When it comes out of your tap, it leaves the pipe, the faucet, that's irrigated Kaliarishan. But until it comes to your pipe, the whole system is one big system, pustules of a Kaliarishan. Yeah, so he, I said the water. Pardon? The water's inside. The fire's inside the tank.
But the Kaliarishan usually has a heat outside.
A hot kettle. Well, a normal hot kettle is a Kaliarishan. A plastic kettle is a Kaliarishan. It can be. You can have the fire outside. You can have the fire burning outside. You can have the inside. You can have an immersion inside. You can have a heater inside. It's also Kaliarishan. As long as it's being directly heated by fire, that's also called a Kaliarishan. So the water in the tank is a Kaliarishan. Right. Now, on Shabbos, I want to open up my hot water system and use it. Can I do that? Pashas not. Because what happens, when I open up my tank, this is almost an instant reaction. So the hot water comes out of here, and immediately cold water from the tank goes in. What's going to happen is the cold water fills up here, and let's say I switch off after a minute. So cold water accumulated into the tank. I've now stopped all the water coming in, it's blocked. No more water comes in. The cold water in here is going to mix pustules with the hot water, it will get heated up. So now I've done an act of Bishul. By me switching my tap off, I've now caused the water inside this tank to be trapped in and be cooked. So I can't use pustules, it's a problem. I can't use my hot water tap on Shabbos from a tank system. Because the problem is the cold water is going to go in, and that cold water will get heated up to an act of Bishul.
Even after the heating
is on? Yeah, there's no difference whether the heating is on or off, yeah, because the water inside is boiling hot. I've forgotten the degree inside it. Well, I can't remember it.
If you turn off?
If you... No cold water comes in. Yeah, that's one eitzah you can do for this, actually. There is an eitzah for this, actually. It's quite right. I spoke to a plumber today. He told me you can do this. You can put, like, a valve on the cold water system, on a pipe, which you probably switch off before Shabbos. And that's all you have to do. It has to be kosher. I mean, not kosher. It has to be done properly. It can be dangerous otherwise. Yes, you have to. Don't try anything yourself. We're talking about our locker side over here. I don't want any people doing any experiments themselves. It's very dangerous. You have to make sure, obviously, it's all approved. But the plumber told me you can do this. You can put on your system, like a valve, which will block off the cold water coming in. And therefore, then that will be all right to use your hot. That tank, you could use the hot water then on Shabbos.
Whatever's there is there.
Whatever's there is there. It's heated up before Shabbos, whatever it is, and it makes no difference really. Whatever it is, the mice, the hot water's there, and you could use that on Shabbos. We'll use the hot water. Yeah.
Less water.
If
you use
too
much, by definition, use too much hot water, you burn your...
That's why I'm saying you have to be careful. That's why, it has to be careful, obviously. He's right. I mean, you mustn't need to sit in the carpet from the end. I don't know how they do it. I didn't ask him. I'm doing the halacha side over here. The technical side, you need to the plumber. Right, you call the plumber and you ask the plumber what to do. That's the technical side. There's a certain way you can do it. I don't know how they do it. They bypass, I don't know what they do, but they've got a way of doing it that the water can come out and it's not a problem. Right, normally it's just it's very dangerous. Sorry?
And then the system's off, obviously. If the system's on, you take that water, you make that water.
It's all cooked. Everything's fully cooked. Should be no problem inside that. Flash, it's all fully cooked, really. Sorry? What's a shot? That's what? It could be a shell of moilid. If you've got grease there, maybe, then the iru hits the thing and might dissolve it. It could be a shell of moilid. That could be a problem with this thing over here, a liquid which is cooled down. Then you've got this thing that's dissolving, even though it was once cooked. That could be a problem. If you don't do it directly, let's say don't do it directly. You put a bowl there. There's no problem. Cold water doesn't get caught with the irrigated Kaliarishan pastures. Yeah. Irrigated Kaliarishan won't cook with cold water. Yeah.
That's from a radiator. The heating system, central heating.
Yeah.
The water is a low system, right? So it's been
boiled
already.
Oh, radiators is what I do next year. I'm not sure. I have to think about that. The winter's getting colder. I mean, we're talking about radiators, maybe. Radiators are actually, maybe it's about radiators. Right, come back over here. So Lechoyra's very posh. To open up your system and let hot water come out there is Lechoyra a problem. And I say, yeah, that's a problem. I must say, this is an interesting question. I don't even understand this. I saw one of the Sfarim say, what happens if you left your hot water tap running before Shabbos? Now, I'm not sure what he's talking about. He's talking about combi system one and knee system. I haven't got to the bottom of it. I'm not sure. If it's a combi system, I'm not sure if you can use that water. It's like Moilad. I'm not sure if it's a problem. I don't know. But let's say you left your tank off before Shabbos. You switch off, yeah, so no water coming, let's say. And then you let it run during before Shabbos, you let it start running. So you want to use it, I don't know what, during Shabbos, if you have such a Matthias. So in the Sefer Lama Tes Malachos, he wants to say that could be a right. I'm not sure how practical that's going to be, I'm not sure how you're going to have that, but Lamosh, that's an interesting case. Okay. Now the shaila is, what happens now if someone turns it on by mistake, the hot water? This happens quite more than once. Someone on Shabbos by mistake turned the hot water tap on. We're talking about a tank, I'm not talking about a combi system for the time being, I'm talking about a normal tank system. So the chayra, someone turns the hot water tap on, he's got this problem. What happens is cold water is coming in. Let's say it's been running for a bit of time, cold water's filled up into the tank. If you were to switch off now the hot water tap, you stop the cold water coming into the tank. The cold water that's there ready will now get heated up, pastures, with the rest of the hot water inside there. So the chayra got a problem. You can't do it. It's a drabon on Shabbos, I mean, all this is also drabon. What's the drabon? You can't. You want to. Hold on, let's just one minute. Chay, it's a problem, yeah? Chay, it's a problem. The eights of the chay, yeah.
If it's a big tank, can you just open it and realize and close it?
Ah. That's a good one. Let's just come to that point before we come to what the age is. Right, the motion, let's say it's a tank, a normal tank is a big tank, and someone just turned the hot water tap on and quickly realised it. Strictly speaking, I'm very hesitant, but strictly speaking, if you were to close it straight away, there could be no problem. Because the small amount of water that came in has hit the hot water already. It's already been heated up. The water is so hot inside there. As soon as the cold water comes in, the little bit of...
What? Well,
it's too late. It's been done already. You didn't do it now. No, you're switching off. You're not doing any more. They're not doing any more by that on Shabbos. The bishul's been done already. It was a mistake. You're right, it was a mistake. I turned the tap on by mistake. Not me. Reuven turned the tap on by mistake on Shabbos. So a bit of cold water went in. He realized straight away, switched it off. The chayra, no bishul taking place. I just say you have to be very careful about this because you have to know how much water you can play around with it. Yeah? How long you can play around with this. We'll see the extras what to do. The chayra turning it on is a bit of a problem. Let's just come to a combi system. We'll answer both of them at the same time. A combi system is much more problematic. Besides, I must say, the combi system is problematic on Yom Tov as well. The combi system, yes. People know, is that what happens is, as soon as you take the cold water out, yes. So you turn the hot water tap on, straight away the flame flares up in order to heat the water. It goes in, more or less, it's instant. As it goes through the pipes, the water gets heated up. That's okay with such Yom Tov, that's bishul, that's allowed. The problem is when you switch the tap off, the flame goes down. That's called a kibui. That's kibui is not allowed in Yom Tov for this, yeah? And therefore that's the problem. So a combi system is not allowed on Yom Tov. Someone just happened to tell me yesterday, he said, he gave me a bit of a shock yesterday. He said to me, you're giving a shiur on combis. There's so many different combis on the market. I said, what are you going to speak about? He said, you know, I've got a combi, he says, which after about 20 minutes the water goes cold. It cuts off something. I said, I've never heard of a combi system like that. Anyway, I thought I'd better speak to the plumber today. And ask him, because I asked the plumber, I hope he doesn't hear this shit, the person I'm speaking about. Anyway, I asked the plumber, the plumber laughed, he said, he's better get his combi system fixed, he's probably got a broken, probably got a faulty combi. I'm not sure much to tell you. He said to me, it's brand new, it's a few years old, he said to me. He said, it's very, very new. He said, it's a very new one, so I don't know, I'm not sure what I should tell him anything, but the mice, the combi system, the plumber said to me, that as far as he knows, the combi system, he knows, it keeps going. Now that's the thing, so let's say someone turns it on by mistake on Shabbos. So you can have it flaring away, flaring up the whole of Shabbos. So I asked the plumber, is it dangerous, is it bad for the machine? Well, he said to me it's not. Whether it's his business, I don't know. But the master, maybe he wants the... No, I don't think so. I think with the honest guy, he said to me he doesn't think it's a problem, the fact that it's flaring up the whole time. The shaila is there anything else one can do? Yeah, so to switch it off, l'chayra, even with a shinui, whatever you do, that l'chayra is very problematic. L'chayra, there is an eitzah, and the eitzah is to get a goy, get a non-Jew, and tell a non-Jew to switch it off. Why is that mutter? What heter are we coming with to ask a non-Jew? No, you can't ask a non-Jew to do melachah on Shabbos. So basically here, there's two attain, really, one could ask a non-Jew to do for. Again, just again, the plumber told me again, even in a combi system, one can put a valve on. I asked him again specifically today. He said to me, you can put a valve on a combi system that will stop it. If you open hot water tap in, no cold water goes in, which means nothing will come out. So you can avoid this problem. Yeah, you could avoid this problem. Someone's worried about this. He can have it. It's not expensive. He didn't ask him the price. It's not expensive to do. You can put a valve on, which stops it. Because, that is a way to avoid this problem completely. It's more a lot of...
Turn off the gas.
Yeah, but you need to heat it, but you need to, then you have no sense of heating.
There's no hot water's going to come out.
Yeah, it's true, you have no, you, but you'll be freezing cold on Shabbos, there's no sense of heating either. But my friend, you'd have no sense of heating, you'll be freezing.
No, it has for the boiler, not the main gas. The gas is...
But if you stop that, you stop the gas. Have you? Have you got
feed? Yeah, of course. I've got a little bit of hope. If you turn off the gas feed, so nothing's going to happen. Water's going to pour.
Yeah? Without putting it, auto, you've got that as it is?
It can't get heated, there's no gas.
I understand. But you've got that on your system?
Yeah, I have the house, we should never try it.
Oh, try it. I've heard that before from people. I've heard this before. It's all safer, but I've heard this before from people. Try it out and let me know. It's a good idea if you can. Yeah, okay, very good. But kids, so what you can do, why are you allowed to ask a non-Jew to switch it off?
Yeah.
So there's a chiddush, there's two chiddushim over here. One is a psikresh of amir lachem with butter. Asking a non-Jew to do something on Shabbos, which as a byproduct is going to happen, is mutter, lemoshel. You can ask a non-Jew to open an oven for you. So you've got some food in the oven, and you want to open the oven door. Normally, or you can't do that on Shabbos. What happens is when you open the oven door, the cold air goes in, it activates the motor, whatever, the fan, that's a problem. Here, when the goy does it, the goy is doing a block of heter, really. Opening an oven door is mutter. It happens to be, at the same time as you open that door, a fan will be activated. That's called psikresha. You're doing one action, and it's inevitable with that action which you're doing, which is an allowed action. Opening a door is allowed. At the same time as you're doing that, what's going to happen is the cold air is going to go in and activate it. That's mutter to do. Similarly over here, switching off a tap is really allowed. It happens to be switching off a tap is connected to the fire, which the fire will switch off when you turn it off. That is called psikresha by Mir al-Akum, and that is mutter. One may ask a non-Jew, you can ask him for psikresha, you can ask him even directly to switch off the hot water tap. Problem is, if it happens 12 o'clock at night, I'm not sure which non-Jew you're going to find on the street, or if you do find one on the street, I don't think you want them in your house. So if you do find one at that time of night. So there, you have a bit of a problem. But then, so I spoke to one Rodney, he said, the Meister, he can't find a heter. I did suggest something to him, he wasn't very happy what I suggested, I'm not going to mention it. But he wasn't happy, and he said, the Meister, just leave it. He said, the only ace is to leave it till, what do you call it? I'm not sure, I tried to ask someone once if it's a big heter, I'm not sure if it's a big heter. No, it's still a Shabbos, the Meister, I'm sure he won't lose anything out of it. I don't know, I can't work out what sort of heter it is, I don't know. I'm sure there's a way of working out, but it's raining the whole night, but I don't know how much to go. Yeah, possibly. So your system would be very good. If your system works, which you're going to find out for me, hopefully. No, there's a whole valve to put in. It can't be as simple as that. Could be, maybe. But kids, so that's one heter of psikresha by Mir al-Akum. I must say, not everyone holds psikresha. There's a bit of stealing mission rules sometimes, yes, and sometimes not. The Meister, the many possible take on psikresha by Mir al-Akum and Tzor Shabbos is mutter, glut. Some are a bit machme in this, they don't like this so much. There is another heter, and that other heter is called Shlus to Shlus Wakam Hefzid. Mokam Hefzid Merubah. To do and ask Mir al-Akum, which is an Issa Drabonon, when the Issa is an Issa Drabonon, now here, switching off a fire is kibui. But it's not an Issa Deraisa. Why? Because the Issa min HaTorah of kibui in the Mishkan was a person lit wood to start a fire, and he put it out so it would burn better later. That's the Issa min HaTorah of kibui, is to put something out, it burns better later. Here, all our kibuis that we do, we've never got this concept, all our kibuis are Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Guf. They're all Issa Drabonon, and therefore it's an Issa Drabonon. One may ask a non-Jew, which is an Issa Drabonon, to do an Issa Drabonon on Shabbos, but Mokam Hefzid Merubah. I still have lost. I think it's good for the system, even though the Plantov is not, I can't believe it's good for the system. So I would have thought it's called Hefzid Merubah. Hefzid Merubah, actually, I must say, it depends on every person. I remember someone once told me, once I went to ask a Rav, let's finish off with this, he went to ask a Rav, he had a non-Jew in the house, and the non-Jew touched the wine, he's not sure whether it's alright or not. So Rav asked him, how's business is? He said, Boshan, I'm telling you, I must say, Boshan, very good. He said, if that's the case, throw the wine out. He said the wrong thing, but that's what Hefzid Merubah depends on every person. Yeah, so here, Chayra, I don't think it's good for the system, and I don't know how much it's going to cost. I don't know, one has to know, I'm not sure. But Chayra's got this heter as well. So, Bekitza, what we're saying over here is that one can't turn on one's hot water tap on Shabbos, because normally in a normal tank, cold water comes in, it's going to heat up, it's a problem. In a combi system, it's a zikha problem, when you switch it off, besides the cold water being heated up, besides that, when you switch it off, you're doing kibbutz. What if someone turned it on by mistake? So in both cases, the best case to do is to get a non-Jew to switch off. And strictly speaking, on a tank, if someone realizes straight away, more or less, that cold water's gone in, and he realizes instantly that it's cold water's come in, and he switches it off straight away, l'chayr, there's a swad to say that should be okay. All right, but thanks, go ahead. What?